5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is brought... Fuck it.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about here, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah, boy. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, all of y'all in the Dead On Mafia. I'm gonna run with that. The Dead On Mafia, the DOMs, the DOMs up in this, bitch. Where are my DOMs at? Where are the DOMs at? DMX, just every other... Something suck my dick. Something does a rhyme, suck my dick. Suck my dick. Okay, didn't mean to say that 9 times straight. I've had a lot of coffee today, guys. First of all, I would like to just... mentioned that this podcast was supposed to be out like on Tuesday, as you well know. It's been very busy, and I would like to take this opportunity to apologize
to absolutely nobody.
Know what I mean? Oh man, did I fuck that up? Was there other music playing? Of course I did. What am I, a sound technician? Fuck it. Fuck, planned that out so well. Anyway, yeah, the podcast is late because obviously things got in the way, like Glasgow, and I can't travel with equipment, and thought I could maybe do one on my phone while I was there, and then realised that, like, there was fucking no time to do anything. I'm sitting here right now in quite a lot of pain. It's been a busy week. There's been no way in Wednesday either because we were in Glasgow drinking and eating like a motherfucker. Although, the reason I'm in agony is because I did... 3 days of pretty serious weights, which left me pretty fucking sore. Legs, arse, you know, shoulders, top of the back, that sort of bullshit. Then we went to fucking Glasgow, where we went to a couple of jiu-jitsu classes. And then I came home, went to another fucking jiu-jitsu class. So basically 6 days of pretty hard workouts. So I'm sitting here right now, sore, just fucking... sore. You know when you like do that thing, you push your shoulders back and your shoulder blades go together? That feels like there's actual blood squirting out of my skin right now. It's so sore. But we'll talk about all that in a minute. Let's go back to last week and get over some general banter. We had Lavery's Mickey headlined. It was a goddamn fucking massacre. It was unbelievable. Came back to this house, drank. I mean, I would live a healthier life, right, if I said to myself, see, for the next 3 weeks, I am getting fucking steaming every night. If I said that out loud, I would probably be like, nah, fuck it, whatever, I can't be arsed. And I would go the 2 weeks, and maybe, oh, I drank, had a couple of beers once. See, when you're like, oh yeah, I'm trying to stay fit and whatever, and it's like, oh yeah, drink will present itself twice a day, every day. You don't take it, but you're like, you know, tempted, is what I'm saying. Lots of fucking substance abuse this week. We did Lavery's, walking through Castle Court, seeing the old CBD counter. You know, if it's good enough for Nate Diaz, it's good enough for me. Went over, I was like, what's the crack with this? The guy was fabulous. He's like, well, thing is, he went off on one about fucking CBD. So I bought that shit, and it does nothing. So I don't know whether I got the wrong strength or whatever, but, or I don't even know what the fuck it's meant to do, really, but you know, it's fun to vape for a second and then go, this does nothing. Where the weed at? Smoke weed, not that regularly. So that was fun. Got that thing, did nothing, you know. You feel like you're some sort of badass. Like, yeah, I'm gonna take this as a daily supplement all day. And then the guy behind the counter is like, well, yeah, thing is, like, the main people that buy these, they're just like wee grannies who've got bad knees and all. And I was like, I got a bad knee too, bitch. Yeah, from all the combat sports, huh? All the contact. You know, all the men crashing into each other. He had cock in hand at this point. He was like, yes, keep talking. That's very unfair. But, yeah, that's a lot of drinking, a lot of CBD abuse. Eh? No inflammation. Actually, I've never had more fucking inflammation in my life. If you ever think about it. The last week, I've been in fucking agony every day. You know, and then you get, when your body's that sore, you're like, oh, well, I need to go do some sort of workout to get a bit of blood going to loosen myself up a bit. You know, so you go to some jiu-jitsu class and get your fucking ball bag handed to you on a platter. So I'll still get to that. I mean, that's more of Glasgow news. Let's talk about what happened last week. The Limelight sold out. The tickets for those went on sale. Boom, it sold out. How'd they announce it? Like, guys, sold out. Still fucking tons and tons of people in touch with me. Is there any reserve tickets? No. In fact, they give me the option to reserve tickets for like a seated guest list or for whatever, or a paid guest list. And I was like, no, there aren't any. One dude was like, I bought the last ticket, thought there was something wrong with the site, went to buy another one separately. And he goes, well, sure. If I can't get my hands on someone selling one, you know, the wife can always just wait outside. That's how serious it is out there, kids. You know, still messages. Could you tell me when your fucking Ulster Hall tickets go on sale? Are you out of your fucking mind? You know? Where do you live? Some shithole? I don't know. By the way, big news. I don't know if I mentioned that on the... Oh! Fuck! I just remembered. I did a podcast with Aaron. Right? Funny podcast. Couple of big announcements. That's why I feel like I'm covering the same ground here. I mentioned that the Limelight was sold out. By the way, thanks to anyone who bought a ticket. I still don't even... overwhelmed. Don't even know how to deal with it. But, you know... I spoke about all this and I took the card out of the fucking thing. And I put it in and it was like... wouldn't recognize the data that I put in the computer. So there's a podcast with McCann out there somewhere. If I can recover it, I will. Okay? Let me just... try something here. Yeah, so hopefully I can figure that out and we'll get that sorted. One big announcement I did make on his on the podcast with him was that, guess what's happening? Out here in the country. Let me tell a story. I'll tell a story, right? Here's what Maureen does to me, right? You know the way there's those memes, like, you know, when you tell a guy to do something. What's the meme? It's like, you don't have to tell a guy twice every 6 months. I don't know. Basically, Maureen will nag the fuck out of me about everything. Did you do this? As if she can't do it too. Like, she remembers to do it all the time, but won't do it, you know? You're going to have to phone BT, Colin. BT, you're going to have to phone BT. The internet's crap. You're going to have to phone BT. Right, well, why do you remember at 12 o'clock at night instead of, like, when I wake up in the morning, you go, right, see, now that you're awake and the phone's right there, phone BT, you know, you let the whole day pass and it'll be 5 to 1 in the morning on your 97th episode of Grey's Anatomy. And I have to busy myself in the background just doing laps of the kitchen because I'm not going to sit through that. Dog shit. Then she go, oh, you better phone BT tomorrow. Oh, yeah, the internet's not up to scratch. Tell me about it. It's fucking shit. So I phoned BT and literally got through to fucking skrrr, pop, 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 that guy. Yeah, bruv, what's the crack? You're through to Dublin, yeah? You're speaking to this guy in Dublin. Really? Yeah, bruv. What can I do? And I'm like, this is what he sounded like. He sounded like a white Jamaican. He sounded like this. No, actually, he sounded more just, this is what he sounded like, really.
Yeah, I want extra, you know? Green room. don't know, Todd the T, big up your damn self. Poppings, 100, get a 98 and a 99.
That's a white Jamaican dude who was on Toddler T, giving it the whole, well, my name, you know, he's like, I'll play a bit later, but like, yeah, I get through this guy, and I'm talking to him, I'm like, listen, mate, we can't get fiber optic around here, so we have standard broadband, and it is fucking dirt, and he's like, yeah, well, the thing is, like, you get a minimum download limit, so this is how they cover their arse. They go, we can guarantee you, like you should be getting about 20 meg, right? But what we fucking our guarantee is like 256 megabyte download speed, right, per second. So it's so fucking low that they're basically going, well, if it's over that, that's in your guarantee in your contract, so nothing we can do. You're getting what we said you'd get. So there you go. So I was like, well, it's not good enough because the houses around us, all of a sudden, their internet's fucking class, you know? It's fucking flying, mate! And he's like, yeah, but they might have a different package. And we're like, they don't. We've had long conversations with them. We know them. They have the same fucking thing. Theirs is way quicker, coming off the same goddamn phone line. And he goes, yeah, well, the thing is, like, you don't have BT Infinity, so that's why it's not quick. And I was like, we can't get fucking fiber optic, you dumb bitch. And he's like, yeah, you can. And I went, well, why for the last fucking 3 years have BT people told us we can't? He goes, yeah, well, it might be a recent thing. And I was like, so if you sell me a BT Infinity package right now, Roadman Shack, skrrpap, you know, can I get fiber optic? And he's like, yeah. And I went, then why in the name of Gypsy's Taints am I still on the fucking phone to you after about 40 minutes? He goes, would you like to upgrade to BT Infinity? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, put me through. All right, bye. Puts me through to fucking the other team. Thankfully, he's a nice Scottish guy. He's like, hello, Colin, how's it going? And I was like, right, mate, can you sell me BT Infinity fiber optic broadband? And he's like, absolutely. Would you like Infinity One or the Business 2 thing? And I went, give me what you would give, like, whatever they have in the offices at Google. Give me that shit. Give me all your... So I took like BT Infinity fucking 2, and it went from like, oh yeah, you were going to get like a minimum guarantee of like 256 megabyte download per second on your standard broadband, to, oh yeah, your minimum guaranteed download speed is like 80 meg. And I was like, get to my fucking house, you haggis breath cunt, and put it in. So what I'm basically saying is, the podcast will go from one shitty podcast audio upload to motherfucking video uploads to fucking clips to fucking highlight reels. You fucking name it, bitch. Huh? We got the fiber optic up in this bit. Well, it's not into the second, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah, there's going to be lots more content, hopefully, because rather than do one audio podcast and then babysit the bastard for 9 hours while it uploads, I can just be like, podcast done, it's uploading, what was a funny clip, I'll take it out of that, add it to the video, that'll be up on the Godzilla fucking YouTube, funny clips, probably the full thing in its entirety, you know what I mean? Snog my cock. So there you go. Motherfucking fiber optic is going in on the second. Please be for that. So there you have it, and then let's go back to talking about food, okay? Last week after Lavery's, I'll have to tell you all about Glasgow, I'll get to that, okay, but I was getting excited about that fucking thing. Hold on to hear this fucking white Jamaican, because that's always good for a laugh. I got 100 gals, do you? You got 100 gals, bro? You look like you need to brush your fucking teeth.
This man say rah, M-R.
Yo.
Radio 1, and one extra, this man say rah, M-R. Johnny T Show, Radio 1, and one extra. This man say rah, M-R.
Yo, Todd, give me little volume pon the rhythm, yeah.
Give me little volume pon the rhythm. Here's what drives me mad, right? You know, in all this world of cultural appropriation and shit, and they're like, oh yeah, you can't make burritos if you're a white guy. And you're like, why? I love Mexican food. And they're like, no, it's cultural appropriation. this cunt couldn't look whiter. And this other guy I know is from like Birmingham or something. So he's all like, make the man go rot. Like,
yo.
Why is that is that like what rappers have to say when they're doing freestyles? Yo, give me a bit of volume in my headphones. No one ever goes, fuck me, that's loud, isn't it? Yo, turn down the rhythm on me fucking pondy fucking headphone bus. Huh? Turn down the rhythms, boy. While it's very loud in my eardrums, you know. Listen to a lot of loud music, little bit.
M to R.
Yo, Todd, give me a little volume on the rhythm, yeah. Yo.
This guy couldn't be better. Like, if this guy was your mate, he looks like you would call him, like, that's Davy the Rat. That's old Bucktooth McRodent.
Come on, I laugh after them, man, I laugh after them. None of them care bad like me. Laugh after them, man, I laugh after them. None of them care. Come on, I laugh after them, none of laugh after them, none of them care bad like me. For me say 100 gala, yo, yard man, lick, man, I mash up the whole damn scene. What? Man talk ish, but me no response card, don't know me heart is clean. But anybody violate the team?
He looks like a really, really ugly girl, because he's got like a top knot with braids on. And his teeth look literally like bits of broken stones, covered in the gold tinfoil from Rolos.
How you mean, how you mean? How you mean, how you mean, how you mean? Action man, go rise up machine. How you mean, how you mean? Fresh, don't know the team is clean. How you mean, how you mean, how you mean? What? Mash up the scene. How you mean, how you mean, how you mean? What? Big bad bossy and mean. Come in the galley, send me father. Pop up a bra, two girl in my rada. Two girl, I'm having a caring, but swan, I'm a charmer. No, she won't climb for the banana. Any funny business, right at the lamp upon the corner.
This dude's jumping around the fucking studio like, ha ha, can't believe how good this is. And he, oh, is that what you do in these like fucking like, what sort of music is that? What is that sort of fucking music? What the fuck would you call that? Bashment or something? Is that what you call it? Just say the one thing. I'm a go to the club. I'm a go to the fucking club. That's me in the club. I'm in the club. Doing the things in the club. Da-da-da-da. He probably walks in there like, my name fucking M.R. Saying other things and and then it's just like, get the fuck out of here, you wee white cunt.
I want to go to the bar. Fuck me, I'm in a bar. Let me order drinks. I'm in a bar. A big thing for info about dumb boy from him corner. The air yard man link well. Yard man link with the Disney saga. Smash out the beat, the pinata man copy him at the man gossip here drama. Free you, El Boss, your
I mean, I'm a fucking hypocrite, come, because if I wasn't looking at that, right? If I wasn't looking at that.
Well, I'm for sure, I don't know where say Gaza. We'll leave a girl on link in the club.
You know, you're driving along the car and that come on radio one. You'd be like, that's all right. You know, it's just some dude bashing out some bashment, you know?
We don't know we are link after.
No. And then I see him and I'm like, no. Shite. You know? Total shite. And I'm like, fucking hypocrite, because I did the same thing. Do you remember, like, Fatboy Slim? Like, eat, sleep, rave, repeat. Bring down, bring down, bring down, bring down. Like, I heard that and I was like, what in the name of bollocks is this? Then I found out it was Fatboy Slim and I went, you're a sneaky bastard, Norman, you know what I mean? I see what you've done there. It's almost like he made a song that was going to appeal to fucking, like, American retards who just discovered dance music.
Dude, have you heard the song, dude? Eat, sleep, rave, repeat. Dude, that's me. Let me get so lit on fucking, dude, give me half a fucking Bud Light. Gonna rape a girl, yeah, fucking lit.
Why do they always just stink of rape all in place?
Dude, it's fucking beer pong and raping. It's lit, dude, it's lit. Let's fucking get some Bud Lights, you know, get some chicks in a hot tub and rape them. Dude, it was me, Chaz, Dave, Chet, Brett. And we gave this girl like quarter of a tin of Bud Light. Raped her.
I don't know why I always get that vibe off of them jock types. Fuck me. Fuck me. I know it's been a rough while recently with the Weinsteins and all that shit, with him fucking jizzing into like some potpourri. It's all come to the surface. Everyone's like, yep, now that we're all able to talk about it, hashtag me too. Here's a bunch of stories about creepy shit that have happened to me as a woman. And I'll be honest with you, I'm sure it's hectic. I mean, we were in a fucking coffee shop the other day and there's a woman, there's two women working there, or one younger sort of girl. The one was a bit older and they were not from here. They had accents. I think it was like, I want to say Spanish, but I'm not good at deciphering between the Europeans. And this is the lowest form of like harassment. But it was like an older dude. He was about 60, and he comes in. He's like, oh, "What's your name and all?" The guy was like, "Oh, fucking like Maria or something, like some Spanishy name, and or West Belfast. It depends.
Maria."
"Oh, Maria, oh Jesus, little girl's as pretty as you, and Maria, the world would be a better place and all." And it was like, because he's like an old man, it's kind of half charming. But she had that look on her face, which was like, you know, she's like smiling, looking down. And you're like, that's the entry point for like harassment right there, isn't it? Where you're like, I'm going to have to, like, I almost wish instead of being a polite, you know, timid kind of European girl that she was just some fucking just big unit from like West Belfast. She'd be like, "All right, fuck up, will you? Fuck up." You should be able to just, it's a bit like, you should be able to just say that to anybody. Just stop and move along. I could tell that's what you wanted to say. Like, I know you're not really aggressive right now, but I still have to smile through it and so that you don't think I'm a fucking bitch. "I'm just trying to be nice to you." Yeah, I don't want to hear it. Seal on. Seal away on. I don't know, it is a weird thing. It was weird looking at her being uncomfortable at this guy just trying to be old and charming to her. But it's like, how many times? Now, I have to put up with that, not in a, like, old creepy man trying to buck me way. You know, but there's plenty of times where people are like, "Oh, I've seen your videos and all, here's the thing, we were in fucking thing and whatever, and I was listening to your podcast," and you're like, stop, move on. Let me stop you there, go ahead, move on, go, bye. Yeah, get it, see ya, bye. That's what, like, I felt sorry for her, that she had to just be like, here's the funny. Instead of just being able to just turn around and walk away. My sister was telling me about some things. My sister was talking about things where, because she worked in like a hotel environment, she works in the offices now, but like the things people, and my sister is cold as ice, bro. She is she's like, "Oh yeah, there's a guy who works in my work, complete fucking creep. He's a cleaner and he just, you know, you can tell he lingers about girls' toilets and he tries to speak to me and he goes, I just fucking blank him, walk past him, just ghost him." And I was like, yep. Do you know sometimes you're like, you know, do you worry about your sister or your siblings? No. I remember actually being in the place she worked, and there's a guy who I vaguely know was like, he said something, and I was like, yeah, that's my sister there. She was like managing the bar. And he goes, "Oh, fuck. I was just about to say, she's a very, very good looking girl. I was going to see if she can get her number or something." And I went, "Go ahead. Go ahead. And watch your fucking ego get murdered." Like, my sister is a fucking, like, if she was in a movie, you'd be like, no one's like that. Do you know what I mean? She'd be like, "You know, you just want to forget your number." And she'd probably say something like, "What do you drive?" And he'd go, "Oh, I actually don't have a car." Ha 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 ha! Kill yourself, seriously. She's one of those types. You know what I mean? "What do you do as a job?" "I was working in a call center across the road there." "Right. Well, maybe I'll just meet you outside." "Go fuck yourself, all right? You piece of shit cunt. Fuck's sake. If you don't wear cufflinks to work, you can go fuck yourself off a bridge. Yeah. You subhuman piece of shit." That's my sister for you. Lovely. Lovely girl. How did I get onto this? Yeah, it's weird. Just join, guys, join the Dead On Mafia. You know what I mean? Don't be, do whatever you want. You know what I mean? I feel like you just have to be very honest and direct in this time, you know, rather than be the guy that's like, you know, well, what's your name and all? Do you come here and fuck, what's your name and all? What's the second name so I can get you on the old Facebook and all? Why can't you walk in, be very polite and be, yes, thank you, there's my thing. Oh my God, you're very attractive. Thanks for the coffee, see you later, I might be back. You know? Offering some dick out there. I don't know, the Weinstein thing is hilarious. Well, it's not hilarious, it's grim as fuck. But like, it's almost like, it's like, look more like a sexual attacker. You know? He's fucking gross. It's, look up, what do you call those things? Something like a horse, what do you call them? Bullfrog. Look up a bullfrog. That's exactly what this cunt looks like. Maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. Just a lumpy, you know, that's it. Big, lumpy, stinking, wrinkly, smeggy bastard. There's one eating a fucking whole mice. Jesus wept. You know, it's like the Savile thing, or it's like any of that other. It's like, oh, this guy is a serial killer. And you look at him. Of course he is. Remember that guy dressed as a fucking clown? John Lee. What was his name? Something Gacy. What the fuck is his name? I'm Googling that too. What the fuck wasn't John Wayne Gacy? This guy murders children. Oh, obviously. Look at his fucking face. Oh, he's a clown. Couldn't look more like a scary clown. Fucks and eats kids. Of course he does. Jimmy Savile was doing. He's fucking basically rapes sick children in hospitals. You don't know what he looks like? Imagine what a man who would, you know, rape children in a hospital would look like. Oh, I don't know. Hair made out of, like, pissy string. Just disgusting teeth made out of, like, bits of fucking Ritz cracker. Cigar breath. Silk running shorts. You know? More than rank. Please welcome to the stage, Jimmy Savile. There he is, looking exactly how you described him. Harvey Weinstein. Oh, you've got a fucking, You've got a Hollywood executive who is in control of almost any fucking decent movie that goes out these days. But he wants you to fucking come into his hotel room, you know, suck his dick and then watch him, like, jizz on a cactus or something. What do you think he looks like? He's Jewish, by the way, so he's all like, my allergies, please come into the room and fucking... That's what he sounded like on that tape. Remember, he's like, please, please, you gotta stay here and watch me. Oh man, you gotta stay and watch me in the shower. Just stay for a second and watch me in the shower. What do you think he looks like? I imagine he's grossly fat. Just stinking looking. Just a face that doesn't look... Doesn't know whether it's about to explode or melt off. You know? Probably not great personal hygiene. You know, probably has to like... You know, like lift a few things out of the way before you get to his disgusting cock. Pull back the curtains, please. Harvey Weinstein, there he is. Old bullfrog face, 99 tits. I put you in a movie if you touch my penis. Here's what... This is happening. I've witnessed this in real life, right? See people like that, where you're like... You're powerful, you're fucking in a certain position. There are certain women who like that. That's why you see it over and over again. You see like a hot girl... With a fucking stinking dude, but he's a millionaire and has a fucking sweet cars and, you know, walks into rooms and like, get me a fucking steak. You know, just, they like that sort of power. Some women do. That's a fact. That is a goddamn fact. But like, surely he would get way more puss if he was just charming. Do you know what I mean? Why have you to be a creep? I've seen people in real life. Fucking good looking dudes. And you're just like, why are you so over the top fucking disgusting and rapey? You know, you're a good looking fucking dude. Just be charming. You probably get twice the puss you already fucking force out of people. You know what I mean? Just be fucking nice. You know what I mean? Don't be all like, aye, we're gonna go out and then I'm gonna fucking tell you about other girls I've bucked all night. And then I'm going to keep you up to 6 in the morning till eventually you buck me so you can go home. How about that? Time rape, I call that. That's like a Patrice O'Neill joke. You're raping my time. That's what that dude was doing to that girl in that fucking, like, cafe the other day. let me just keep you here and tell you that you look very pretty, you know. She should be able to just be like, no, fuck off. And then throw a cappuccino at him. He's like, oh, Jesus, my good eye. You know what I mean? Oh, Jesus. How long to answer a text? Wait. Jesus Christ. Let me tell you. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about that whole time there. It's grim. Jesus Christ. I hate real life. You know what I mean? Do you ever get, like, it's hard to be, you know, not that I'm saying I'm some sort of superstar here, but sometimes you get a wee bit of like, oh, just, you know, sold out two big gigs and, you know, I want to just enjoy that for a little second. And then you just get things like, did you take a bins out? You're like, I don't want to worry about bins, you know? Don't let me worry about bins. Let me create. Let me make videos. Let me do a podcast. Do you know what I mean? Can I do that? Did you ring BT? I don't want to do that. I want to be Mariah Carey. That's what I want to be. Just fucking sit like a fat bitch on a chaise lounge or whatever it's called. And just have fucking young black men run around for me. That's weird if I do that. Because then that, you know, goes into some sort of KKK type weirdness. It's all right for her. She's one of those people where, like, she's a bit of a diva, thinks she's class. And then you're like, you're shite and stinking, but you still think you're amazing. You know, you're no fucking M.R, I'll tell you that for free. Let me get it over like a two soldier. Laugh after them and I laugh after them, gonna live now, but like me. For me say, onion gala, yo, yard man, lick him and I mash up, do a damn scene. What? Can't talk each back, me the response, cause don't know me heart is clean. What a fucking knobhead. See, before we went to, by the way, that whole rant I just went on was basically me zoning out on coffee. We went to a place in Belfast the other day called Hugo, which I actually wanted to go to when it opened ages ago, but just never fucking got the chance to go. And it's like an Asian-y sort of, you know, there's all like pho or pho, you know, a lot of rice dishes, a lot of fucking dumplings and shit like that. It is fucking outrageous, mate. Very tasty. But it was hilarious because we went in, and this is the type of knobhead that I am. I go to her. I was like, can I get the beef pho? And I said all proper. She was like, oh, yes, of course. She goes, she went away and came back. And she goes, just to let you know, the chef has let me know that we don't actually have any beef left for the beef pho, but we can replace the meat with chicken. And I went, okay, cool. But is it chicken, but is it still the beef broth? You know, because I've been to Vietnam, you know what I mean? I'm a fat bastard. I enjoy noodles in soup. But I know for a fact that the chicken one isn't quite as tasty as the beef one, right? So I'm like, can I just ask, is that the beef stock with the chicken? And she went, and then, swear to God, she like leaned down and in a whisper went, are you a chef? And she was so genuine, like she was looking at my face, like, are you a chef? And I went, no. And she goes, oh, right, okay. I was like, no, I've been to Vietnam a couple of times, like the food, know about it. She's like, okay, yeah, I'll go and ask. Comes back, yes, it is the beef stock with the chicken in it. And I was like, cool. But she was probably thinking, what sort of silly cunt asks questions like that? Is it the beef stock? As I'm snoring while I'm awake because I'm so fat. Is it the beef stock? Are you a chef? Scundered. Right, let me tell you about Glasgow. I haven't even got that part yet. As I choked to death. By the way, I did three very fucking hectic sets of weights on the run up to Glasgow. Then we then got the fucking flight to Glasgow where we drank real hard in the airport. We drank a decent amount in the airport. Chucked it into us. Some beer Moretti's. Shout out to Josh there who came up and got some photos. Very pleasant young man. But we did that thing where, like, you know, but we have 3 pints, and it was like the gate was open. Basically, we could have got on our flight in this at the time when we had 3 pints, So we absolutely fucking shoveled them and then sprinted down and got in the queue, got on the plane, had a couple of brew dogs, got to Glasgow, went to Waxy O'Connor's or whatever it's called. They're shutting at 11. Scotland's weird, do you know? You get in there and it's like, oh, the pubs are closing. It's just, it's weird. Where the fuck do you go? So anyway, I had a few drinks, bought Cocoa Pops, and then went back and had some fucking Cocoa Pops, went to bed, and then we'd agreed to meet up with Paul McVeigh, who is one of the owners of the Grip House MMA club in Glasgow there, who I remember, I'm trying to think how we met. I think I'd done a gig in the Stand in Glasgow, and he tweeted me something like, oh, when you're at the fucking... Oh, shit. And we are back. What you experienced there, guys, was me stopping a podcast as girlfriend Maureen came in the house. We then went out for breakfast / lunch. And now I'm recording the second half of this podcast. Talk about just obstructions in the way of creative content this week. You know, just shit. Just shit in the way. Anyway, let me tell you about this fucking Glasgow trip. I can't remember where I got to, even though it was like 3 minutes ago. I think I was saying about I was telling you about how I met Paul McVeigh from the old Grip House. He came to the Stand one night, and I noticed that the front row were filled. Did I say this like 2 hours ago? The front row was filled with fighters, and then he tweeted me afterwards saying that he was in the front row with like 8 fucking, you know, MMA fighters, and they were all afraid to speak to Barry the Blender, and I was like, haha, well, this is really funny. And he came to the Fringe show that we did, that same year, spent the evening with drinking beers, having great times, and then I said, we're going over to do this Glasgow gig, could we call in and do some jiu-jitsu? And he's like, absolutely, more than welcome. So me and McCann, with a wee bit of a hangover on Tuesday morning, decided to get a goddamn Uber round to fucking the Grip House in Glasgow, excuse me, and we made a terrible mistake, guys. Aaron's never been to a jiu-jitsu class before. I'm, like, barely a white belt. And we ended up landing ourselves into what was quite a complex sort of jiu-jitsu class. In fact, it was a nightmare. It was like, how would you describe it? It was like, Paul McVeigh basically told us that they were at the end of, like, a fucking 3-month leg lock system type study, and that's the class we went to. So we went in, and Aaron has never heard any jiu-jitsu terminology at all, and this fucking guy is like, yeah, we're gonna go from this into fucking single X sweep to fucking bloody blah and take that leg and we were sitting in the back going, we have made a terrible fucking mistake here. What the fuck are we? He even came over to us and he was like, yeah, lads, this is actually quite an advanced class. And I was like, yeah, no shit. All right. There isn't anything less than a fucking purple belt in this room right now. Jesus Christ, the night. Hilarious. Just funny. So we got through that, and then eventually Paul came in and he was like, oh, what's going on? He fucking joined in a bit, and then we rolled after and just got molested by black belts and brown belts and all sorts of shit. We iron was purple, didn't know how to fucking handle it. And I was like, listen, Aaron, all I can do is apologize because I do not know what the fuck was going on there. And you must just be. It would be like, I don't know. It'd be like going, oh, I'm interested in planes. And they're like, cool, go to this, like, you know, aeronautical fucking engineering seminar by such a. It was a nightmare. We didn't know what the fuck was going on. So we're fucked anyway. Went for lunch. In a place called Meat Bar, which I want to go to a place that's just called Meat. That's what I want. Had an unreal burger. Then we went back for the obligatory nap because we were all fucked and hungover. And then went to the gig, and the gigs were fucking amazing. The first one was packed out. there was interest in a second one, so we put it on. We probably got about half of the amount of people the second one, but it was still enough. It was still, you know, 50 or so people. So both really fucking good gigs. The first one was just unbelievable. Yeah, I felt like a real comedian there, you know. It was just like, everything I say is getting laughs here. What? It was incredible. Loads of cool people. Majority Scottish people, which I was amazed at. A lot of hotties going on there. A lot of good lookings kicking about there. It's great times. Just great times, man, you know. Had a few drinks. It's weird doing two full shows in a night, though. I mean, I was drinking a bit at the start, and then I started to drink some more beers and stuff, and I should have just drank nothing, because it doesn't have any effect on you, because you've got so much fucking, like, adrenaline going through you. But, yeah, it was all good. Took a pile of photos walking back. At this point, we were just starving again. We'd had, like, earlier that day at about 1, and this was now, like, 12 o'clock at night after two gigs, and we're like, we're fucking starving. And ended up going to KFC, which I'm not typically not very proud of, but just had a pile of chicken, you know. Walk along the street, and there was this, like, fucking apartment block, and this guy, all you hear from the top was like,
you fancy a fucking sis, man?
And I was like, what the fuck is it?
We were just at your show, man. Come up for a sesh.
And I was like, that's very kind, but we're both fat, so going for a chicken. And then I'm pretty sure the guy sent me, like, Snapchats and shit, and it was just like a marble table, just reels of coke the whole way up it. Which is the last thing me and Aaron need, you know. Maybe we do need that, maybe we need more just amphetamines. Yeah. Shred a bit of fucking weight off of this bitch. So went for a few drinks, ate a load of shit, slept for very little hours, and then back up and went to another fucking jiu-jitsu class, you know. Absolutely aching. And then home. Flew home. Paul from the Grip House drove us. Shout out to him for basically chaperoning us around Glasgow. Respect. But that was it. Came home, then went to jiu-jitsu again the next day. So literally, I'm disabled. Absolutely fucked today. But yeah. Amazing time in Glasgow. I'm going to have to play you this clip because... Right, I'll get it up on my Instagram so that I can play it through the computer. Insta blurt. Rimpity-bimp. Oh my god, what was that? What was that noise? I just went for a fry. What the fuck, like? Sort your bastard life out. My barf. What am I sick? Colin. There's Aaron stealing my goddamn photos. Let me see if I can get this clip. This is me asking Aaron in a Lurgan filling station where we were going. And I watched it 1,000 times. Laugh my ballocks off. Where are we going?
Clearly.
I just casually said to him, where are we going? And he tried to do a Glasgow accent. And it just came out as fucking Glasgow.
Where are we going, huh?
Clearly.
He's like drinking and trying to speak.
Clearly.
What a fucking idiot. Where we going, Aaron?
Clearly.
For 10 points, what is the capital of Scotland?
Clearly.
Wrong, it's Edinburgh.
Clearly.
I could listen to that 1,000 times. All through the night doing those gigs, Aaron kept trying to do, like, a Glasgow accent, and it was just coming out as, like, fucking... He's like, yeah, I'm speaking to this guy from Glasgow. He's like, yeah, man, you want to buy some weed, bro? Aaron's impression of the Scottish guy literally fucking wasn't far off this dude.
Bro, anybody violate the team? How you mean, how you mean? How you mean, how you mean, how you mean? Action mango, rise up machine. How you mean, how you mean, how you mean? Rich, don't know the team is clean. How you mean, how you mean? What? Don't know I mash up the scene.
Man.
So yeah, Aaron's fucking accents were just shit. Fucking shit. Right, here's what I'm gonna do, folks, because we're limited for time on the old recorder here because I forgot to change the card out. Let me hit you up with some questions, guys, okay? Let's hit the fucking... what's your best and worst Halloween costumes, or do you not dress up for Swalloween, as Smix would say? Swalloween, General Banter Podcast. That's from Chris Reezy. Do I not dress up? I mean, if I'm free, I'm usually doing something. For about the last fucking 8 years, I've usually been doing something that I didn't get the chance to go out for Halloween, but I do like it. You know, it is fun to go out. I remember going out as Jason from like Friday the 13th one time, and it was so accurate and scary that people were like genuinely a bit like, oh fuck, while I'm just pouring a pint through a hockey mask and pissing all down the front of me. Best and worst Halloween costume. I remember my ma sent me to school one time dressed, and she's like, sure, just, I'm not going to spend any money or effort on you, so just rub your... You would not get away with this anymore. This is actually quite funny now to think about it. She just dirtied up some clothes and then dirtied my face and then put like talc in my hair and was like, just go to school as a tramp. That's you. And then they were doing, this fucking thing where like you come up and you know, you go up to the teacher, it's like a competition, you go, what are you? And people were like, I've come as a penguin biscuit. And someone's ma or da had made this like full fucking like cardboard box with like, look like a penguin wrapper with a big penguin painted on it. Like really quite cool. Is that, what have you come as? Queen of Hearts. The girl was like a card painted up like Queen of Hearts. What do you call, what do you call? Tramp. Oh, fine. Go on ahead. Nowadays, we're like, I think it would be inappropriate for you to make fun of the homeless. You can't go as a tramp. And certainly you can't say tramp. Get this I'll go as a fucking tramp, mate. A fucking wee homeless tramp. What have you come with? A spastic? You know, things that you're not allowed to say anymore. I've come as a spastic. Wouldn't surprise me. What have you come out? Gollywog? Nosferatu, what? What nation has the best sense of humour? Personally, I think Scotland. I mean, there's plenty of places that have good senses of humour. It tends to be... It ain't gonna be anywhere in Europe. We'll tell you that for free. Yeah, it probably is. Like, Scottish or fucking... any working class town in the UK or Ireland probably have the best sense of humour. Australian's decent, but I mean, it's full of fucking Irish people too. Mm-hmm. Who else have you got? Yeah, I'd say those two. That's about it. Yeah, why not? Aaron has goddamn Instagram posts. Dirty bastard. It's a beautiful photo of me by candlelight. Where are all these questions, mate? I had them all. Funny Irish accent, search for Sham Killarney, RTE. This better fucking pay off. Sham Killarney. Oh, you bastard. RTE. Let that son of a bitch load up. From an executive with Northern Irish celebrities. What the fuck is this? Oh, I might have played this before. I'll play it again because it's just mental. Fucking hell. Form an executive with Northern Irish celebrities, first/deputy minister, and the different departments. What? Nah. It's funny because, like, people have this thing in Northern Ireland, like, fucking Northern Irish quote unquote celebrities. Like, he's a fucking celebrity, I suppose. He's a celebrity. Yet, if you've seen Julian Simmons in a place, you'd be on his dick for a photo in 2 seconds flat. A so-called celebrity. Knob. The person, not Julian. God bless him. Ormondino. Trying to start up my own podcast. Can you give advice on how to start it up? Listen. Here is the fucking deal with stuff. Nike nailed it when they were like, just do it. See all this, like, I'm waiting till I get this. All I need is this. I sound like fucking Gary Vee right now. I'm gonna speak to such a... I need some information on how to... See, like, anything I wanted to do, I fucking made myself figure out how to do it because I wanted to do it. Like, I have not had any training in Photoshop, but I'm pretty fucking good at it because I've been using it since I was about 14. Because when I was 14, I wanted to teach myself how to make stencils so that it could be fucking Banksy like a dickhead. But I taught myself how to do it, and then you pick up more and more tips, and then all of a sudden you've been using it for 10 years, and you're actually pretty fucking proficient at it. You know? All that shit. You gotta teach yourself how to fucking do it. So see all this, like, do you have any advice? What do you need advice for? Just fucking start doing it. Like, I was talking to Aaron about that. He's like, oh, I might vlog whilst I'm in LA. And I'm like, why don't you start vlogging now, you giant loafed fucking manatee cunt? You know what I mean? If you wanted to vlog, you'd be vlogging. And you'd be doing it on your phone or whatever fucking way that you could figure out how to do it. You'd be doing it already. You know? Like when I was making, like, even those early I Am Fighters, I just wanted to make videos. I was just making videos. I wasn't like, I wasn't waiting around like, oh, once I quit this job, I'm going to start making videos. Just fucking do it already. What advice am I going to give you? I don't even know how to fuck it. Like, I've been doing a podcast for 4 years. I should probably have hundreds of thousands of listens a week. Do I have that now? Why? Because I haven't fucking researched it. Why? Because it's just fun. I should probably really get on that. There probably is a book called How to Grow a Podcast. There probably is. But what I would suggest is, if you want to get it successful quickly, have some sort of niche, you know? Because you can be like, oh, I have the biggest ping pong podcast in Ireland, because there's only one, but it sounds amazing. You know what I mean? Don't ever call yourself General Banter and it falls into no category and you just kind of have to fucking, I don't know. What's my advice? My advice is, if you're really that serious about it, you should be fucking doing it already. You fucking mad cunts. Have you ever listened to Black Bear? Also, Keep Her Lit in the Gym. No, don't know what Black Bear is. But this man might have something to say about it.
Last Saturday, Mikey Joe O'Shea brought his flock of Scotch sheep down from the mountain commonage ahead of lambing. He discovered over 50 were missing. Allowing for a number of deaths and strays, Mikey is convinced over 45 sheep have been stolen.
Possibly a night, there'd be a full moon there about a night, and since it'd be bright out, and could anyone go up in the mountains about a night, sure? Well, there was 45 sheep missing, Mike, and the lambs and everything, and the sheep, just count out a nice bit of money, Mike. Can be done about it, nothing.
Some sauce, you know.
What can be done about it, nothing.
No wonder, like, Savage Eye and fucking all that shit can, like, rip the piss, Republic of Telly, just rip the piss out of this so easily. Because it is mental. Every fucking RTE news segment seems like a piss take.
Well, you know, I'm out there now, and I've been trying to take the sheep and let the money in my... What can we do about it? Nothing. I'm from fucking... Where am I from? County Kerry. And then sometimes at night I sing and it sounds like this.
How you mean? How you mean? How you mean? What? Big bad bossy and me.
Fucking hell, mate. What is that guy like?
Mikey's next door neighbour says some of his sheep have also been stolen.
Come back. I'm missing about 10 ewes. It's not all that difficult. All you got to do is have a good dog. Have a good dog and go at night, some moonshine night, just put the dog around him, put him on a trailer or walk him. And then probably somebody else to pick him up. Whoever is doing it knows what he's doing.
The IFA says the theft of livestock has become a serious problem.
Who sent me that question? I actually feel sad after watching that. Like, that is a different breed of human. You know, we're all the same. I don't see colour. Well, there's no such thing as race or what. That guy is essentially livestock. You know? What about your man from County Down buying the dog, killing it, cooking it, and then feeding it to his pet dog? So he bought a dog to feed a dog? Circle of life, bro. Lion King. I actually think I seen fellow comedian Connor Keyes post about that. everyone's all evil scum. Hopefully they boil him in prison. What the fuck? He's clearly mentally ill. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, he's obviously got those like serial killer fucking tendency type things. But would you, you know, what do you want? Do you want him to cut up a dog? Or do you want him to fucking, you know, follow through and do it to a fucking human, which I'm sure he'd like to do? But, yeah, it's fucking, it's just, what did he write about him? The man's clearly not well in the head and needs to be locked away in a facility for a long time. Here's my thing, though. A lot of very angry dog owners in the comments, a lot of whom I can assume are meat eaters. If you read the article and change the word dog to cow, you have a different story altogether. As meat eaters all know, cow stewed with an OXO cube can be lovely. Obviously, this is in no way condoning what happened to the poor dog. I just can't help but wonder at how crazy a world we have created. And here's how it has made me angry at myself. All I can think about is how having some stew with dumpling. Right, okay. County Down man strangled his dog, butchered it, and cooked it. There we fucking go. I mean, let me read this fucking thing here. A man was behind bars last night after admitting strangling his dog, butchering it, and making it into a stew to feed another pet. A jury took less than 5 minutes to find Fuck off your pop-up ads, cunt! Belfast Live, you fucking half-arse piece of shit. I don't know. Is Belfast Live? What is Belfast Live? Telegraph? He gives a fuck. Less than 5 minutes to find Dominic Carter O'Connor, also known as William Mascari. What do you mean, also known? Also known as what? Is he a fucking stripper at nighttime? Guilty of causing unnecessary suffering to a young black and white collie called Jess. Ah. A collie's just a small cow anyway. The 28-year-old... Is he 28? Fuck me. Of Roden Street in Kirkcubbon, County Down. Chose not to take the stand in his defence. The prosecution case was based on admissions he had previously made to police, hospital staff and other witnesses. The court heard O'Connor, who has a personality disorder, alerted a community mental health worker shortly after the crime. A psychiatric nurse who heard his confession at the Ulster Hospital contacted police. When the PSNI searched O'Connor's home, they found what seemed to be a dog hair burnt in the fire and liquid oozing over the front grate. One officer said there appeared to be fragments of bone mixed with the ash. They also found a stringy type of meat, like stewing steak, in a pot in the kitchen. A similar pot of stew next to a bowl of water on the floor. I strangled it with the shorter lead. Then I cut it up and cooked some of it and fed it to the dog and put the rest of it on the fire. I cooked it and fed it to the other dog with a few onions and an OXO cube with salt and pepper. Lad. He shaved part of the collie, tried to use an axe to butcher it, but resorted to a bread knife. Well, that'll do it. He put the ashes in the bin later, but aware police may be calling, he retrieved the bag and threw it in the sea at Port of Ogie. He was just as normal, so... His head was somewhere else. I mean... Yeah, it's just not... I mean, you could make that whole argument like, oh, well, if that was a cow, then it'd be a different story. But it's just one of those things. It's not normal behaviour, you know? A regular fucking citizen person killing... But it is weird, though. It is weird that, like, you know, if you went out and hunted some rabbits, there'd be nothing wrong with, like, shooting some rabbits and boiling it up and feeding it to your animals. But then... I don't know, it's just one of those murky fucking topics. You know, are you a hypocrite if you're saying like, oh, it's fine if he shot like a fucking duck and cooked it and fed it to dogs, but if he just got another dog? I think it's just because dogs are pets and they're a bit more responsive to humans and intelligent, and also you have to pay for them a lot of the time, so it's like, would you go buy a fucking collie? You know, that's a purebred dog. Couldn't be cheap, you know? Usually used for as work dogs, and then it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to cook that up. It's just not normal behaviour. But then again, Saving money, isn't it? I don't know what the fuck I just did, wasting all that time talking about a fucking dog. Jesus Christ. Yeah, he's clearly mentally ill. Like, it's not normal. Especially if you had two pet dogs and you're like, nah, I can't be arse nipping out for a fucking pedigree chum. And we just axe this other dog and it's not going to work, so I'll take a fucking bread knife to it. Toilet roll, scrunch or fold from Marcus. Definitely fold, mate. You want a clean swipe. Do you think crabs think fish can fly? I don't think crabs think at all. Some guy says, are you Buddha reincarnated?
It's funny because he's fat.
If you had to explain sex to your kids or nephew, but just those two, etc., how would you go about doing it? What would you say? Chin pints. I would just be like, listen. Here's what happens. You stick your little pee-pee in the magic fur box that the girl has, and then and a while later a baby comes out. So don't be too, you know, don't be jumping right in there, sticking it right in. This doesn't make any sense to you right now because you're five, but in a few years, unless you're gay already, this will be your main focus and the only real reason that you do anything, and the only real reason that men are very competitive and aggressive, and the fact that there a patriarchy exists, is because there is a biological tendency to want to stick your little pisser in the magic sludge box. So there you go. And it's just in your DNA, and you will be punching boners down for about 15 years. And then sometimes it doesn't even go away, you know? It might get worse. And before you know it, you're chopping up dogs, feeding them to your other dog. And he'd be like, yeah, that's cool, but do you want to play, like, Minecraft? And I'd be like, kids these days. And then I'll walk out. And then the sitcom credits will play. What's the worst interaction you've had with a fan, quote unquote? Why is fan, quote unquote, like, I don't have fans, you know? What do you call the people who give me a major amount of shit because this podcast is late? Is that a fan? What are these people? I don't know.
My free stuff didn't arrive on time. Give me it quicker.
Sorry. Always knew you were a big romantic in relation to Maureen's Instagram story. What's the worst interaction? I mean, I can't really remember, like, a worst one, other than the girl in Lurgan trying to take my hat, because apparently her dad died in a fucking bomb, and her wee brother would really like it if he had my hat, and I was like, I think if he just had that hat, I really think that, and I went, that it would replace your dad, dead dad, and she was like, yes. Scundered. But there's just all those. It's all that fucking, my boyfriend's cousin's a big fan of you. Let me get a photo. Do a video for him. He's getting married. Just all that stupid shit. I own a fucking, like, butcher's and somewhere. Do you want to come down and do a video for free? What in the fuck do you think I do with my time all day? Nothing. Correct. How were the Glasgow gigs? They were very good. Why did you stop making I'm Fighter? That's from K10 Deegan. Because in today's age, there is no place at all for an 8-minute fucking mock doc video. So that's why I don't make them anymore. No one would watch it. If I made I'm Fighter round, whatever the fuck round it was on, if I made a new one, it wouldn't get a 20th of the views a Daily Blend would get. So that's why. You know? So literally, yodel my balls. I know it's a bit late. What do you want on? I know it's a bit late. What do you want on Sex Surprise? The fuck are you talking about? Mate! Is that it? Right, let's get some Facebook questions up on this bish. I feel like the 3 days of this podcast being late have really upset the rhythm, you know? I can't find the fucking questions. Here we go. God damn it. Ryan Doyle, big slab of ham or a noodly soup, discuss. Yeah, that's a good question. Depends what mood you're in, you know? But I'll take either at any stage of the day. Favorite Halloween costume worn or seen? I remember there was one. I'm gonna Google something just to see how fucking accurate this is, right? Steve Irwin death, right? Just want to see what date he died on, right? 4th of September 2006. So on the 31st of October 2006. I seen a guy at the Limelight. How long ago was that? I was probably 19 or 20. How about that? Years ago, mate. It was my birthday yesterday as well. Fuck me. Old as shit. Give me all my presents, bro. There was a guy walking around the Limelight in like the sort of Steve Irwin khaki like shirt and shorts. And he had half a stingray toy like hanging out of his chest with blood all down the front of him, and I was like, that is terrible, but also laughed my balls off. Let me see. Steve Irwin death, is there pictures? Is there video? I always remember there's supposed to be being video, but like, is there a video? What a fucking nightmare. Did that just hit him right in the goddamn heart and he died? Steve Irwin death video. Does that exist? Also, this is real pervy, but someone was like talking about his daughter, who's probably about fucking 30 now. But they were like, oh yeah, she's really hot. Totally looked her up. Pretty hot. Don't want to be crass, but you know. Big fat tits. Let me see this official Steve Irwin death video. Hey, music way too... Way too strange music. Let me see. Is this one of these, like, I'm gonna watch it? Oh, fuck off. Well, sorry for wasting your time there, even though that's audio, but this'll be good once we get the thing sorted. I mean, where is he? Is he hitting the tits with it or what? Let me see, swimming about. Didn't really seem to see anything. What a shite way to go, like. What a fucking shite way to go. Just the thing stabbed you in the heart. It doesn't take much. I remember watching a program about knife crime in the UK. And this guy just got kind of fucking jabbed with like a pen knife. And it just went blurp, straight through his ribs in his heart and he died. And you're like, is that it? That's all it takes? God damn. Actually, there's Bill Maher. Did a Steve Irwin impression. I don't know what date that was from, though. But yeah, I basically seen the dude with the same outfit on. Poor Steve Irwin. Let's look up his daughter real quick. Just because I'm a complete pervert. And sloppers. Right, let's hit these Facebook questions before I get arrested. Chicken-sized man legs or man-sized chicken leg? Andy from Letter, Kenya. let me tell you something. My legs don't look unlike a fucking chicken drumstick. Very, very large at the top, tapering off to a fine petite foot. RGM. If you could open for any comedy act, who would it be? Listen, RGM. Who the fuck wants to open for anybody? I don't want to open for someone. Suck my fucking dick. You open for me. Open this bitch, right? That's a fucking loser's mindset, that. Who would you like to fucking open for? Nobody. You know what I mean? Bring me on. Bring me on the fucking headline. How about that? No one wants to open. I mean... What you probably mean is, who would you like to fucking do gig with and meet, maybe? I'm not opening for... Well, I will open... If anyone that I like or respect asked me to open for them, I would do it. But I'm not, like, my dream isn't to open for somebody. Like, fuck that. What's your opinions on Tom Segura? I think he's very funny. His podcast is maybe my favourite podcast out there. Him and Christina Pajitsky. Your Mom's House podcast is amazing. But I'm a big fan. He's a good comedian to watch from a comedian's point of view, where it's like there's no energy whatsoever, but the jokes are so dry and funny, it's great. So there you have it. And then someone sent me a link to Calcio Storico, which is basically like a fucking football match where they beat the cunt out of each other in Italy somewhere. Looks good. Kind of sexy. Do you like reading the paper or taking your phone in while having a shite? I don't know. I mean, people are definitely taking their phone in. Do you ever shit without your phone? Boring. You're like, this smells like shit. My legs are dead. I'm so bored. What's going on? Take your phone in. Informational. You know, fun. Informative. Do you carve a pumpkin with a knife or your dick? Andrew Harold McLean. I don't know if I've ever carved one, but I would probably use a knife, seeing that my dick is a blunt object made out of skin. Andrew, you fucking maniac. Peter Cinnamon. What do vegan vampires drink instead of blood, and how do you tell they're vampires if they're so pale anyway? That's funny. I mean, as much shit as I get in to talking about vegans, you know... Why would you be pale? Just because you're a vegan, you know? There's vegan bodybuilders out there, okay? So there you go. I did see a thing about these two real-life vampires who were, like, eating raw steaks and blending up fucking chicken kidneys and all this bullshit. And the two of them, although they looked very red in the face, that would also suggest to me that they probably just needed a glass of water. So they're probably full of iron and, you know, protein, but... Don't forget to stop smoking fags and drink, guys. Connell Devlin. Have you ever seen a ghost? Nope. Someone sent me a link there. The Nike Reebok. I think I played that before. Arlene Foster, Angela Merkel. One up the bum, no harm done. Who's getting it? I don't know. I don't know. You would definitely rather just not ride at either of them. You know? Gary Moore, where do you get decent BJJ geese for big cunts? Depends how fucking big you are. Well, you need like an A3 or an A4 or something. Most fucking brands do A4 size. A3. Also, I fucking hate wearing a gi to do jiu-jitsu, so I just turn up with fucking... No gay stuff. Be like, there we go. Fuck it. Fuck all that shit. Hopefully coming to the London show, will you be going out and getting rowed off after it? James McSorley, who is a Lavery's fairly regular visitor. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, we're staying two nights. Last time I got absolutely fucking blasted. And, I had to get the plane the next morning, but we're staying for two nights this time, so... But then again, I didn't see much of London, so... I don't know. I'll definitely be having drinks, without a fucking doubt, bro. Also, being... one of the few wheelchair users that use... Lavery's, I would go ahead and inform you that I think the... If there's ever a building... that says, fuck you to wheelchairs... It might be the Museum of Comedy. However, I can't quite remember. Who was it said that joke? Damien Clark. We were in Edinburgh and he's like, yeah, the city that says fuck you to wheelchairs. Edinburgh must be a nightmare in a wheelchair because it's fairly hectic on feet. Unless you get one of those like downhill mountain bike wheelchairs with the suspension and the fucking knobbly tires and whatnot. I don't know anything, honestly. More questions. Let's get these final questions out. Is this the final question? Would you ever hang Halloween decorations off your nipple piercings? No. I was actually down in girlfriend Maureen's parents, and they have a little area that they call their bar. It's basically a room with a pool table in it. And their mum has put so many goddamn decorations in it that it's funny. And you walk in and you clap and everything goes... But there's like 10 things that react to clapping, and it's super funny. Guys, that's the end of the questions. This card is about to run out of space, so I've run out of recording time, unfortunately. Apologies for this being late, because we were actually in... And we didn't get time to record. So this is late. It was all over the place. I talked a lot of shit about things I don't know about, you know. Women's, you know, that hashtag and me too. You know, sexual harassment against women. Various things like that. Disability access, wheelchair access. Just a whole pile of shit that I know nothing about. But here, that's why we're here, you know. And if I don't know anything about it, the only guy that really has any thoughts on it is M.R. 100 gallon of 98 to 99, yo, dippy doody max. Let me get woolly for shows, yo, woolly for fans, yo, me a tall fax. Nothing ever going like them bud, but in a real life, yo, I'm a chuck. We get a phone card from Portmore, so the people that want to go back. He's the Eminem of bashment music. Right, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Shout out to the Dead On Mafia. Someone do some Dead On Mafia artwork, all right? See what I just said? That do work for me for free, all right? And then I'll share it and be like, cheers. The Dead On Mafia. The Doms, that's what yous are. Keep your eyes peeled, Derry people, because I'm going to announce a show on the 25th of November in the Playhouse. Tickets will be on sale. There's only about 110 or something. That's about the only other show I'm doing before Christmas, the big shows, up in this bitch. So that's it. We have 3 minutes left in this card. I'm going to go before it dies. Cheers for listening. I'll be back Tuesday with another podcast. It'll be on time. God willing. Right, see you later. I'm out. This motherfucker. Laugh after them, man. Laugh after them. None of them care about like me. From the 100 gyal, yo, yard man, nigga.